Start your day the Terraway, Northwest London, Friday, 3rd of Adar, 24th of February. Ren Avraham Moshe Halpin Shlita. Tefillin Erev Shabbos Bein Hashemoshes. This week's Terraway is sponsored by family Friedlander, Lechvet Simcha Nasun of Shoah Friedlander, and Yudat Erlange. He wrote Son Shiskel of Neres Bais, the Mom Israel, the Shame Velis Hilo.
Whenever I come here, I've been here for a bit of time, wasn't feeling well. Then I think there's a lot of flus going around the area, and Yosef was one who organized the shiurim. So then he put it off, or he thought maybe I'll speak today, but Monday was my father's yutzah. Friday works for me easier, so I pushed off. And if my brother started, and there's a minig, I'm a davin tzvan umed, or the mezuk kaddish a whole week, or kitzis is shviyash chalboy. An interesting thing, Tuesday morning is Megishen HaMichshol, it was the first day, Rosh Chodesh, and since my bar mitzvah, I've been putting on tefillin after davening on my other hand. So I'm a proper, usually the shalis and about which hand to put. Some people write with one hand and do most meluchas with the other hand. And since the halacha is that we put on tefillin on the yad kaihu, yod chu is written in the Torah, yid dalet chuf with a hay at the end, which is interesting. So the chazal dash and yad kaihu with a weaker hand. So the question is, do we look with what one does rob meluchas and the other one is the yad kaihu, or do we look with the hand which one writes? I write with my left hand, and it's my stronger hand. So strictly speaking, according to halacha, I should be just putting my tefillin on my right hand. My father's son halacha wasn't very happy with me. He tried to get me to write with the other hand, but I think in the olden times he used to force children. He didn't try. They tried with gittin, so it's the shigangan. But there is, on the blatt in Shulchan Aruch, in Shalat Shiva Finn, before him, Zalmagulius brings a diet that Alpi Kabula, even a lefty should put tefillin on the left hand. So obviously we keep strictly Vashtayt and Shulchan Aruch, but as a chimre, after davening, he bought me another tefillin shalyat. So after davening, I should put on tefillin on the left hand. Besides, there is a diet in Meiri, which is already a diet in Niglis HaToyle, since there are several Amiruim, on the reason why we put on the left hand, some say Atziat Kayo, and some say Shatam Lois Al Yidechu, Astan, the Yad Hasumich Lev. I don't remember why the Mu says it has to be Yad Hasumich Lev. I don't remember. And since even a person who's a lefty, his heart is the same as it is by everyone on the left hand, so even a lefty should put on Tfilin Sumich. So as a chimra, and since I've been doing that, I'll continue doing that. After the chasana, b'chassidim, we put on a bain tam's tefillin, so on that I'm not machmer. But since it's Rosh Chodesh, and one is a rush to daven misav, get everything done, the tefillin were lying around, and I picked up one, and my tefillin shaliyat fell down. Is the master that you bring to Zazacham is fasten. First of all, it's Rosh Chodesh, and second of all, it would go on the cheshbon of learning. So I thought it was very good honey cake. Honey Lake, Nuchem Davenen, was for taken. And still, Atanas Haravid, who says that Sida Shana Oslo Meribu, Meshach Yot Chamenu. There's such a concept of properly fasting, and there's such a fasting, and something which you're very, Asta Mashiach Hedot. So that was one thing. And then I thought, so for Himmel Beshet, already last week, that I should say a Shia, it's got to do with Hilchus Tvin, is a gun that was already prepared beforehand. The Gemara says, Achiva Kodmin Oilam. That's, you can see how Yediyah and Bechira works together. Rabbi Shem Tzeh Beshet, so the Shia Zan for Kapura, for Mikshul, for Sigishayim. I had a very interesting episode, which I don't know how many Rabbunim get. It was a few weeks ago. We were in the middle of Lechina Rananu, I think the Pinkler Bavelechem Isma, I got a tap on the shoulder. I've only a man who comes Friday night to Dunn. Taps you on the shoulder, that there's someone outside who hasn't yet put on tefillin today. Can he put on tefillin now? Now, if I remember, Shkia then was 4:52. 4:52, and this was already about 20 past 5. So it was a good, was between 35 and 40 minutes after the Shkia. Nacht in the Liach then was 15-20 minutes later. So we can assume it was by Nashemushas. It's not something that I was prepared for. So I knew that Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin, so by Nashemushas, I didn't think it would be a Derai, so can have Shemaikazam. But I know sometimes in the Besmedrish there are some mentioned Rein Zuchen Drosen. So I asked him, the person who asked you the question, is Anamal? So I said, right with the cop? Yes, no. So I said, no, it's a after davening, I come out, and Ingeman, who occasionally see, comes to me and tells me I was the Ingeman. And he said it happened because I got a kind and he was pinked in the morning, maybe he was in the hospital and he didn't have his film there, so he davened. And there was someone who was in a routine to daven with film, and he burst out crying. And I repeated the story in Besmed the Shabbos morning. I said, I felt very humbled. I would also be very upset if I would forget a day to put on tefillin. But whether I would in public, in front of someone else, burst out crying, if you want to call him, not a roof, and not a, someone very, very prominent. So, Lemaset was in any case too late. By the time he came to me, it was already Zeche Nacht, so there's nothing more to talk about. I'll pull my neta rangain in the Halucha de Kishale, and L'choyle, what I told him then was wrong, because if it would, it shouldn't happen again. If it does happen, and it's been a shmushes, the pashtas, one should put on tefillin with the Tanah B'Sun Si. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Lamed says that we pasken, a lailu is man tefillin, that in Be'etzem, by night is a time when one can put on tefillin. We talk about a normal night, not a Friday night. Elu da'ayin moedim ken, we don't pasken azoi. And that's based on the Gemurah in Menuchas, Daf Lamed Vuvum Ed Beis, which is a Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva, whether Laila is man tefillin or not. Rabbi Yosi Aglili darshens a pusik, which we say every day in Vaidaba, v'shumartu esachiku hazois. He says that Yoskini says Achik Hazoyis goes on the mitzvah of tefillin lemiyado miyumim yumimu. Darshan de Gemura yumim veloy laylos, days are not night. Miyumim veloy kol yumim prat le shabusis viyomtiv. That is shabusis viyomtiv and laila lazman tefillin. Reb Kiva says this pusik of Chiku goes on the mitzvah of Kol Pesach. And he is only Mamat Shabbos V'yomtu. Why? It says, V'hoyu l'chu l'ois, that tefillin should be ois, mi should tzrichim ois, only days which need an os, yotzi Shabbos V'yomtu, shem gif on os, which they have done themselves os, v'shtayt ha'busik, oisi, bayini, yivaynaychem. The Rosh, in Menuchis, Naluchis K'tanis, Hilchis K'tanis of Tefillin, Simen Tezayin, says, the Gemara zukt in Bruches that from Daladum and Beis, the Bnei Marova, the Yidden from Eretz Yisrael, they used to make a brucha when they used to take off their tefillin before night. What was their brucha? Lishmoy Chikov. Since we say that Shmatus Achiku Azois goes on tefillin, and since by night one mustn't put on tefillin, so they used to make a brucha when they used to take off their tefillin. Zukta Bainitam, that they held, as Evi Rabbi Yosef Lili, that the Pusik of Chiku goes on Tfilin, so therefore Laila loves Mantfilin, Shabbos loves Mantfilin, and they used to take it off before night, before the Shkia, they made the Brucha. But since we Paskin, like Rabbi Kiva, as Lailu is Mantfilin, yeah, so therefore, even I in Moilin can, because we worry that by night he might fall asleep and might not keep the tefillin b'dishusoy, he does not make a brucha. Even Erev Shabbos, where we paskin that Shabbos, even though we paskin Laila Zman Tefillin, of a Shabbos, Yedain is Moidela Zman Tefillin, we also don't make a brucha Lishma Chikov. Why? Because we don't learn it out from Chiku. We learn it out from the Chuyin Ois, V'loy Lachayim Nos. The Ves Yosef asked, okay, so we don't learn it out from Chiku. We learned that from Vahoy Luchu Le'ois. Okay, but still the Maaseh, Shabbos loves on Tfilin, so don't make the Bruch Lishma Chiku, make a different Bruch Lishma Le'ois, Chvayis, whatever. So the Yosef has two Mehalchim, that it could be a Lot Reb Akiva, even Shabbos V'Yom Tov, is not an Issa the Raisa to put on. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's an Issa, and the Gemara says Befeilish that man is over either Alav or Essa, Shuma, whether Shuma is Alav or Essa. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Torah just says that there's no need to have an os because you already have an os. So you're puter from putting on Shabbos Tfilin. Oh, but not that there's an Issa the Raisa, Issa the Bun can't do Al Tzitzua. Or the Besyasu says, even if there is an Issa the Raisa, we will not make up a brucha which we don't find in the Gemara. The Bnei Maruva made a brucha lishmo chikov, and that is only according to Rabbi Yosef Aglini, who says chiku has got to be tefillin. We pass in the Kuntur Kiva, we don't make up bruchas on our own. So the Bishyasim himself is mesipik, whether according to Rabbi Kiva, there is an issa the raisa to put on tefillin, or only a patah that you don't have to put on tefillin. La lucha, we pass in that Lailu is man tefillin, and it's only a usam of the Rabunan. We're talking about by Lailu. Yeah? The Bas Yosef is specific by Shabbos. But by Lailu, we paskin clearly a Kunjab Kiva, Lailu is man tefillin. It's only usam of the Rabunan. Maybe he'll fall asleep, and while a person is asleep, he's not in control of his body. So a beautiful Remez, the Shalit Shiva, and Shulchan Aruch, as I mentioned before, Finn, the Befrom Zalmagulis, brings a beautiful Remez. The Pusik says in Tilim, Udom Bikor Bal Yulin, Nimshal Kabahaymos Nidmi. You know now, Sigif in a car is Tvilin. Is Udom be a car with his Tvilin, Bal Yulin? He shouldn't sleep. Why? Because when a person is asleep, his Nimshal Kabahaymos Nidmi. I saw a pink in Shulchan Aruch, the shine is up. The Bas Yosef in Simon Lamed Aleph, which is a huge big controversy and continues till this day, talks about Chalamoid, whether Chalamoid is man tefillin or not. And the Bas Yosef, Bechlal in Orachayim, quotes very, very lot the Zoya. So those people think Zoya's team with Chassidim or whatever, Dafke Gvein Devin Naguan, Gvein Akshim Swum and Zoya. And a lot of our life, even if we don't realize it, a lot of things that we do is based on Zachon Vosved Geblenkt in the Zoya. Again, when the Zoya is argues with our Gemura, Paskim as a Vinigles HaToyra. But here the Bas Yosef brings the Zoya on Shir HaShirim, that Yom Tov is Tfilin Sharosh from the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And therefore, we mustn't put on Tfilin on Yom Tov. And he gives a mushul to a king who had an avid who wanted to protect him and told him, copy my signet ring, and the copy of that will be a protection. After a bit of time, the king, he felt even more for him, he gave him his actual signet ring himself. Zuk the Zoya, if the avid were to disregard the actual signet ring and only use the copy, and he would be Mechir Misa from a Vazazan the Melech. And then the Zoya says that Chalamoid is like Tfilin Shabiat, and therefore again, and the Mechaber, as we know, Paskins, that Chalamoid Lazvan Tfilin, the Remu brings the Minig, Ashkenaz, Amat Yog-like Tfilin. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, that's one of the things which the Minig Hagru and the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov was the same. I think Talmidei Hagru do not put on Tfilin. Ashkenaz is Lav Davkot's team in the Gru. We talk about the Remu and the Yog-like Tfilin. The Zoya actually mentions only Yom Tov. Because Yom Tov, the day Yom Tov, is Tfilin. Exactly why, I'm not a Baal Mekibbel. The Mechaber brings Shabbos v'Yom Tov, Usa l'niach Tfilin. Yeah, so there he says Usa. Although in Bas Yosef he was Mesipik, whether Shabbos v'Yom Tov is Dua Issa, or it's just a Ptah. Mipnei, and there he doesn't say about Yom Tov. Mipnei shem atzvam os, v'menichem behem os acha, ho yuzilzel le'os shalahem. So he liked, sort of integrates the Zoya that there's an Issa of Zilzel in Shabbos and Yom Tov by putting on Tefillin. Since Shabbos and Yom Tov are Os, and you are now taking another os. So the Besyos, the Mechabas understood that the Zoyo, though mentioning only Yom Tov, includes Shabbos as well, and he understands that it's an Issa. In Simon Shein Ches, the Rambam says, Legabas Shabbos, whether one can be metalkal tefillin. So the Rambam says in Simon Shein Ches, Sif Dalet, a tefillin ain't metalkalon in Shabbos, kim letzoyrach. That means it shouldn't be metalkal only for a reason. We know in Shabbos there's a few categories. A keila shemalachta leheta, you're allowed to be metalkal. A keila shemalachta leissa, you're only be allowed to be metalkal letzoyrach gifoy oy mekoymoy. That means you actually needed a hammer, you needed to crack nuts, or you need a place. Mechamer letzel, that means that you want to protect the item, it shouldn't get lost or damaged. Tumanish. The tefillin, zuk the mechaber, you mustn't be metalkal kiim letzoyrach, but he doesn't say it has to be letzoyrach gifoy mekoymoy. So the mechaber does not consider tefillin a keile shemelachtoy leisse. As the Taz, in similar medalef, the mechaber said that there's an isse to put on tefillin because it's a zilzul in Shabbos v'yontiv. Whether it's Issa d'Raisa or Issa d'Rabuna, doesn't matter. But if it's Usa to use it, why should it not be considered like a Kaila Shemelachtoi le'Issa, and you should only be allowed to be Metalto le'Tzoylech, Gifoy, in Mekoymoy? And the Ramu says, just le'Tzoylech. And Eblat Batzurachim, Shver. The Mugen Avrum in Simon Chuf Tes brings the Bes Yosef, that the Bes Yosef says that we don't put on, make a brucha when we take off tefillin, Erev Shabbos, by Nashmushas, those who used to wear tefillin the whole day. Why? Because there is no Issa, it's only a Petor. Frek the Bes Mugnavrum, you Bes Yosef yourself, in the next simon, bring the Zoya, who says that it's a Mezalzel B'choysim HaMelech. And the Mugavrum says, the Zoya says, as Chayiv Misa. I found it interesting because in the Mushul, the Zoya says, like an Avid who would not use the actual signature of the copy, wouldn't he not be Chayiv Misa? But can the enemy Mazuk, this is a Zoya, you know, to bring it out. The Mugavrum actually quotes as Lechoyah Sedu Achiv Misa. Again, it's Chayiv Misa, Metesha Misa's Bezno, but there is that concept. Oibazoy, why should you not make a Brucha? Nochazach is Shver, the same Kash as the Taz. Hashem Shin Ches, we don't consider it a Kaila Shemalach Teleisa. Why is it not considered a Kaila Shemalach Teleisa? Zuk de Mung Avrum Amoide Kechidish. That it could be that only when he's wearing it, L'Shem Mitzvah's Tefillin, then it is a Zilzel. But if he's wearing it, the Mur and Ayurveda, he finds Tefillin outside in the road, he also, the Mishnah says that you can put on zigzag to bring it in, there he's not wearing it, the Shemitz's tefillin, he's wearing it because you have Kedai in the Shvoivazame Saitzur. Zug de Mung Avrum, it could be that it's only a Zilzel when he's wearing it, the Shem tefillin. But if he's not wearing the Shem tefillin, the Shtukanissa. So therefore, the Rmu does not consider it a Kaila Shemlach Tel Issa because you could actually wear it, Shloy the Shem tefillin, not the Issa. Only when you wear it, the Shem tefillin, the Issa. So therefore, it's not considered a Kaila Shemlach Tel Issa. That the Mung Avrum on that Mechaber who says that there's an Issa of Zilzul, Zuk the Mung Avrum B'Shem Rashba, that if one would put on Tefillin, Hashem Mitzvah, not only has he got the Zoya's problem of Zilzul, he would be over of Bal Toysef, since Shabbos is Lavzman Tefillin, even we say that there isn't an Issa to put on Tefillin Shabbos, aber Zechen ish kan chiyev. And if he puts it on the Shem Mitzvah, he's oiva of Bal Toysev. If when he puts on the Shem Mitzvah, he's oiva of Bal Toysev, which is a deraisa, why does the Mechaber have to say that there's a Issa al Zilzel in Shabbos V'yontov? L'choy, the Mechaber wants to say that even when he doesn't put it on the Shem Mitzvah, there's a Zilzel in Shabbos V'yontov. Is Predik Sav Soifer, we stimmt one Mugen Avrum with other Mugen Avrum. One Mugen Avrum says that there's only a Zilzel, that the Mechabu says that there's a Issa Zilzel in Shabbos V'yontov is when it was Zin Shem Mitzvah. Next Simon, the Mechabu says when not in Zin Shem Mitzvah is over Bal Toysev. If he's over Bal Toysev, which is Zecha Issa the Raisa, why does the Mechabu have to say there's a Zilzel? Eina, the Mechabu is talking when addition Zin Shem Mitzvah. Frank the Sav Soifer, the Stira in Mugen Avrum. L'choyle for Mung Avrum came to us, I'm not an answer for that. That Oymet in Zinne Shem Mitzvah is do a Issef in Baltoisef. If when a Nish in Zinne Shem Mitzvah, we will say Nish with the Mung Avrum is do the Issef in Zilzel. L'choyle, he's want to say that the Issef Zilzel, again, there's nowhere clear whether this is Issa Zilzel, is a Issa the Raisa or Issa the Rabunan. The Zoya says I'm Bechiv Misa, but Sidu HaZoch HaZach I'm Bechiv Misa with the Rabunan. The Nafgimina would be in our case, if we consider it by Nashmushas, and the Ingeman who asked me the Shal is not someone who keeps a Bain Tamsman, and even if yes, no one nowadays makes a Melucha, Issa the Raisa, not a Mitzah, kind of Duch the Shkia. So Lechoyah is a Bain Nashmushas. If we would say that it's a Issa deraisa with a grace of Chiddush, then it would be a shal of a Svaika deraisa. Since it is lechoyra only an Issa derabuna, is first a Svaika derabuna. The kid of a Philip, we should be machma, but kenzan, that the mukum, when someone hasn't yet put on tfilin, so he's mechia mekoyach a Svaika deraisa to put on tfilin, because if by Nashmushas now is by day, hota achiv tfilin, Skenzan that the Sveike the Reise, Chiev Tfilin, should be Deuche, the Sufik Issa the Rabunan of Zilze. So, the Pashtas, also from Steffen Bakainen, by Nashmushes, even Fratik Zanatz, what men yo gedaft, Leigen Tfilin. So, what I had answered was the Choyre wrong. Avot, the Kuv des Man, Schoydish Ude, is Mashmien Allah Shkulim. Is do a moide kvot in the heilige Yaitav Lev. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about Iber Hashuna. Nissen has to fall the Chodesh Oviv, which has got to do with the time when things grow or not. And that's why, although the Yiddish calendar Beitzim goes according to the moon, Yad the Chodeshim, every 2 or 3 years, that's now called the Liev, and those times they decided on the spot, they used to add on another month, that Nissan's Arabic Fam Chodesh Oviv, not like our cousins, who only keep according to the lunar month, and therefore their month of fasting, sometimes is summer and sometimes in winter. At Geneman, like all of some Nuchem, after Yiddishkeit, he took half of it and the other half left. So although by Yidin, Gait Mekun Nuchot Shalavuna, we have to adjust it. So the Gemara says an interesting thing. Hanach Gemul Roye Bukar, Gemara in Sanhedrin Yitchesom and Bais. The Chazal depended a lot on the farmers to understand, has it changed? Are we now going into spring or not? So there were Gemul Roye Bukar. Pashto Roye Bukar means
shepherds
of cattle. The other Kaima they were standing, the Shamina Rabunon, and the Chachomim, who were supposed to be Ma'ab the Chodesh, the Sanhedrin, the Ko'omna, and they were speaking about, has the weather changed or not? Chaduma, one of them said, Im Bachir V'Lakish Kechuda Yainetz. If wheat is sowed in the beginning of summer, Sa'odim, barley is sowed at the end of summer, but the end of winter, winter's but wheat is sown the beginning of winter, barley is sown at the end of winter, but the time when they sprout is at the same time. So Bachir is a Lushan B'chor, yeah, that goes on Chitim. Lakish is something which comes out late. If Kechuda Yainetz, if they sprout out at the same time, then Dain Hi Uda, then the month that we are now is Uda, and then if not, less than Uda, then it should be. And the Chazal, that was one of the three farmers who had something to say. Now we know in Chazal, the Gemara asked already, the Sanhedrin based their opinion on cattle farmers, and the Gemara says that they had their own Chazal. So the Yaitav Lev and Mekenzel Nazoi, we know that the Heilige Tanna Reb Kiva, who was a Roya Booker till he was 40, we see even later in the Gemara in the Yevumus that he was called a Roya Bukha, thus those that there is something very high in it, and everyone knows the famous Vot Finab Shimshan Astropola, the Chol Masa, Book of Etzoin. So he says the Rosh HaTavis, the Chi Lomu mes akive shahoyu roye tzoyne bukha. Why was there Asura Riga Malchus? We know that there was only nine, and a tenth one was the Rabbeinu Shloim, so he answers that the Kiva was Kelech of Hadaibishtun. So we see that roye bukha came in a very extinguished title, though we don't understand why. So the item left, there's a machlok sablazin of Shia, see the Tishri, that's on the Gela. The Gemara says that before Mashiach comes, you're not going to have to do tshiva. Either there's a machlokes, either they'll do it on their free will, and another Tana says that if they won't do it on their free will, ma'amad alayim melech husha v'humon, which will bring them to do tshiva. So we have to do tshiva. What is the difference between the tshiva of El and the tshiva of of Nissen, Tishri, Zung the Svurim, that Tishri is Tshiva Meyida. Elo, Nissen, Uda, and Nissen is Tshiva Mahava. Svasama says that like Rosh Chodesh El, we blow Shoifa, this is, I took a Shoifa Be'evel Omno Yechudi is Tshiva Meyida. Reshchoidesh, Uda, Mashmim, Alach, Shkulem, was a break for the Mishkan, Nidva Salev. The Bein Hashanah wants to have our heart, this is Tshiva Mahava. We all know the difference. Tshiva Meyira makes some Zadoinus Shkugas. Tshiva Mahava makes it into Mitzvahs. So the Roya Bukha wanted to know who their opinion was. Are we up to, in the winter months, without the Zadariya Kudosh, the Shavavim, which he instigated, Chitz, the El, and Tishri, in the winter months also, since we're not as strong as we were at the times of Chazal, that Tshiva we have to still do, and Shavavim is also a Tshiva Meyila. If it comes already to Shchoidesh Uda, we should be in the Madraiga of Tshiva Mahava. The Gemara says in Sikha that by the Simchas Beis HaShaiva, there was two nischus. One said, Ashrei Yaldesaini, Shaloi Baishu Ziknesaini. That was the Stikim Gemirim, that our younger years and older years are Gach. And the Balchiva said, Ashrei Ziknesaini, Shekipru al Yaldesaini. How, and they both dance. How could they have danced if they did Shiva Mahava? Then although their first year is the Masa, after doing Tshiva Mahava, they were already on par with the Tzdikim Gemilim. Those are the Roya Bukha Gezogt. Imbachir means those who, even in their younger years, are the way it's supposed to be. Look, Lakish is the later years. The first years was Shgevein. Not that it was cool because of that. Imbachir Velakish, Kechuda Yainetz. If we are in that time, that someone who's a tzaddik mekura, or someone who only started off in his later years, is kechuda, then daini uda, we're now in a time of tshiva mahava, which we can mach nietz chodesh uda, in shpeta tziga, in tzidu chodesh nissen. Leib shtehelfen, zem shteit, kasha shamani, kaina nefse, benissen, negali, nissen, osid negudel, agul, malt chodesh uda, in nissen, which is yemai simche, yemai gile, yin zon geholfen werden, mit Yeshias, und Afias, Berachims, und Gashmias, und so solche Sachen, zu der Gehle Kreuven, beim Heil, in meine Oma. Amen. 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 Amen.